Fleslet on the beat.
Hello, everybody. This is Charles with the Barbershop Group, your host for today's show. Today, I have a wonderful guest on the show that's going to talk to us about some healthy aspects of living, probably some things that we men typically do not consider, but I think that it's good for us to kind of double back and maybe look at this with a different perspective. So, years ago when I was working for one residential treatment facility, I was given the opportunity to sign up for a free yoga class. And when I saw it, it sounded interesting. And I was like, maybe this is something I should do. But every day I received the email alerting us, telling us, hey, you got to sign up for this yoga class or it's going to be full. And I would look at the list and I would see the names on the list and I was freaking out. Why was I freaking out? Well, I was freaking out because the only names on the list were all women. And I was hoping, really, really hoping that another guy would sign up for this class. Okay. And it got to the last day. I waited to the last day and I really wanted to take this class and I had the free time and everything. And previously I had been working out, I was lifting weights and I was running, but I was having some issues with that, with lifting weights and running. You know, some of you guys know, every now and then I talk about two of my physical maladies and I won't get into it here, but just, you know, my body was changing. So I couldn't keep up with that rigorous schedule. I wasn't a college athlete anymore. So I signed up for the yoga class and, I was very nervous and I was thinking, dude, do I have to wear tights? And I don't know why I was freaking out about wearing tights because I wore tights when I was in college. Running around a track all day. Yeah, so I think it was just something about being in close proximity to all these strange women and I'm wearing tights. And then the next thing I thought was, well, okay, do I get in the front of the class and look like an idiot? Do I sit in the back of class? And I'm looking at all derrieres. I mean, I don't know. But at any rate, I signed up for the class. And during that first class, I was a complete fish out of water. Okay, I didn't know what I was doing. And the instructor knew that I didn't know what I was doing, but that was okay. That was okay. She made me feel comfortable. That yoga session or those yoga sessions lasted for 10 weeks and I never missed a single one of them. And at the end of the, sessions, I was so sad that they were ending. I wanted them to do it again. But I understood that our agency had paid this yoga instructor to come out and give us these classes that they weren't actually free. Somebody had to pay for them. But I just really, really enjoyed it. It was something that I had never considered doing before on that level. And it was extremely, extremely rewarding for me. Now, it doesn't mean that I turned into a spiritual guru and fixed all the problems in my life. It was just, I felt like I was getting in touch with a different part of me. And that was what was awesome about it. So you heard me say that I have a guest on the show today that does a lot with holistic health. And it's got some really, really cool programs going on for men and women. And it's great to have her on the show. Today I have Jamila Shakir. Jamila, are you there?
I am here.
Can you hear me? Awesome. Awesome. So guys, Jamila Shakir, awesome. Jamila is an experienced individual. You know, she's 30 years of service providing education and empowerment and healing in the community and around the world. Professional experience in education and training. She's got certificates in alcohol and drug prevention and education, which that's right up my alley. You know, she focuses on helping people develop coping skills and life skills and does some counseling as well. Recently, she completed her certification in ancient Egyptian yoga, which I'd love to hear more about. Jamila incorporates her passion as a healer and educator with her education, personal and transformation experience, right? And also she includes a professional experience. And you guys will hear over and over again, as I have guests on the show, people who have found their passion and now are using their passion and their profession. They're melding these things together and they're producing some really, really awesome things. So, Jamila, how are you doing today?
I am excellent. And I got some good laughs while you were sharing that story.
Yeah, you know, I laugh myself. I really do. That was probably about, that was probably about 10 or 11 years ago. And it's right there in the forefront of my mind. And I know that men are involved, in yoga today, but then there are a lot of guys who still have some sensitivities around doing this particular this form of exercise or meditation or prayer or whatever you choose to call it. You know, there are a lot of men out there who seem to think of it as being a feminine ritual. Okay. And so they stay away from it. But one of the things that I experienced was when I was doing the yoga, I found myself sleeping a little better at night. I was working with a group of very, very difficult teens. I'm in close quarters and closed quarters with teens, 8-12 hours a day, young men and women who were cutting, who were using drugs, who had been, you know, just exposed to severe levels of trauma. And if you've ever worked in a mental health environment, you know that one minute things are peaceful and the next minute everything goes haywire.
Right.
And so that could potentially cause you to experience your own types of stress, right, and anxiety. And taking the yoga for those 10 weeks helped me deal with some of the issues we were facing at work. But again, it also helped me rest easier at night.
Yeah.
So today I figured, you know, today let's just have a conversation about this. I know that you're doing some really, really cool stuff down in Atlanta. Yes, guys, we've got another guest that's coming out of Atlanta, doing some really cool stuff with young men out there in yoga. So,
yeah.
You know, I originally saw you on Facebook doing this and I'm like, okay, that looks really, really cool. How did you end up working with these young men?
Well, first of all, I think that because I love being able to share this practice, anybody that I can share it with, I'm going to share it. And so I find that throughout my days, I'm directed to groups and people who are like hungry for some healing. And
yes.
So this particular group was at a local high school. It's a basketball team. And
wow.
I've always had a passion, you know, in terms of, and that's the reason why I actually got my yoga certification was for young men, because I could see how, you know, on a daily basis, you know, micro and macro aggressions. And a lot of times they may not have the coping skills to know what to do with that. And it turns into anger. And so I know, you know, just from my own personal growth through yoga, I knew that, you know, the things that I could share with them would help them in terms of really just being cool, you know,
yes.
You know, just really like directing their anger, but also knowing how to, when they're in a difficult situation, how to maintain their focus and their power. So that's the reason that I really seek out those kind of groups for men in particular.
Wow. Okay. And that's really cool, because I think that as men, I think that we're having these conversations today. I think that a lot of us have been faced with being a certain type of male, the only expressions that we have typically felt comfortable putting out there are, you know, elation and happiness or anger.
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, especially younger men, but older men too, they never really learn how to explore all those other emotions, and they don't know how to then respond to feeling all of those different emotions, right? So I think that even in my own experience with yoga, it opened up a new window. At least it let me peek in a little bit and see something different about myself. So that's really, really awesome that you're doing that. And it's also awesome that you had men in mind, because it's a really, really delicate balance to be a woman and say, hey, you know what? I want to take some time and or take the opportunity to help young men or men learn some different tactics and practices that may improve their health. I speak for a lot of men when I say that truthfully, deep down within, a lot of men feel neglected.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of men feel neglected, but they don't say it. They don't say it. And that's one of the reasons why we created the barbershop group, was in order to be able to really provide some attention to these men in a different way, and give them a safe space to kind of deal with some of the issues. So what you're saying basically is that what I experienced is kind of like really normal for guys in yoga.
Yeah, it's so funny. Actually, one of the things that I noticed about the whole quote unquote yoga culture in the United States is that it's primarily women, and it's primarily Caucasian women that are in these settings of yoga. And so I wanted to open it up to us and make it very practical. You know, in my class, we don't do a lot of posturing or, you know, stuff that's like, what's the point? So that each person can see how we can use yoga every day to heal our bodies, to heal our hearts, to heal our emotions, to heal our minds, to heal our past, to heal, you know, just to put healing on our life from our own self. So, you know, that's, you know, the reason that, you know, I just keep it real simple, because it is very simple. It's extremely simple, and it's extremely practical. And, you know, you don't have to be a woman to be in yoga, and you can do yoga at home. You can, you know, offer yoga anywhere. You can be in your car and offer yoga.
Okay.
So, and we can talk about that a little later.
Awesome. Awesome. That's doing yoga in the car.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah. We definitely need more about that. So you talked about, guys feeling like, hey, what's the point of yoga? Well, what is the point of yoga? It's not just an exercise, right? Like, what should we really be focusing on in the practices of yoga?
Okay. So, I always start out my classes in sharing with everyone that one of the most important things that we can do, and one of the most important forms of yoga, is our breath and breathing properly. Mm. And a lot of times throughout our day, we may find ourselves holding our breath or breathing. Right, exactly. I see. Or, you know, or breathing from our chest.
Right.
Or breathing from our throat. And what that does is it creates anxiety. It creates imbalance in the body. And just by breathing properly, we are actually performing yoga. And I do want to, you know, maybe like the last 5 minutes of the class for us to be able to do a yoga exercise where we actually breathe. So if we're able to do that, I would love to share that.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. That's something. And guys, I have to tell you, I definitely forget to breathe. I forget to breathe a lot. And I don't even realize that that I'm doing it. But you know, when you listen to it, and some of you guys out there, if you're nurses or doctors or you work in the medical profession, you may be familiar with apnea. Some of you guys may actually have apnea. When you aren't breathing on your own, I mean, when you don't breathe, you're actually kind of creating your own type of apnea. You're hyperventilating later on. I mean, you're strangling yourself. You don't even realize that that's what you're doing. You're suffocating yourself. And a lot of other things happen as a result. I know that a lot of men, especially as we get older, we tend to deal with hypertension and high blood pressure.
Right.
Can yoga impact that at all for us?
Well, yoga can impact everything, just to sum it up. Yoga can heal and address, in your immediate circumstances, anxiety and stress. Mm-hmm. It can help you focus. It can, over time, support in the healing of any disease and illness, because all disease and illness is an imbalance. And so yoga brings a balance within the body, within your environment, within the world. So it literally, just by doing some very simple things, it can transform the world.
Wow. Okay. So you mentioned yoga impacting health overall. And of course, this is a show for guys. And I know some of the guys are probably thinking it. They'll be wondering, hey, well, I really want to know the answer to this. So I'm going to ask you, and I hope it's okay. But look, all right. So yoga, guys like sex. Can yoga help?
Oh my God. Absolutely.
Get out of here.
Yes, absolutely. So let me tell you how. First of all, with the regular practice, first of all, just by breathing, you are circulating energy throughout your body. And anytime you have any malfunctions, or, you know, where you're stiff or whatever, it's because energy is stuck. So first of all, just breathing properly. That's the first thing. It also helps with the focus in terms of whatever your goal is, helping you to accomplish your goal. It helps in terms of the circulation of blood.
Okay.
And of healthy blood cells throughout your body, and in particular in the reproductive area. And but the sex is not just about our reproductive organs, it's really about our whole body. So it's going to help your whole body. It's going to help in terms of how you feel about your body. It's going to help in the communication and opening up the throat chakra. It's going to help in terms of your ability to relax and to be able to receive and to just be in a state of giving and receiving. I mean, the list goes on.
Wow.
On and on.
You heard it. You heard it. Jamila is telling you all that, hey, and yoga is going to improve your sex life, okay?
It's going to improve your whole game. Your whole game is going to be on another level.
Okay. There it is. You know, I know that a lot of times we don't necessarily go to the heart of the matter for some of you guys. But listen, man, if you're having some issues in the bedroom, or if you're trying to put it down just right, hey,
get some yoga.
Get that every yoga day. In. Get the yoga in. Okay.
I mean, actually, the whole, you know, the intimacy, it's yoga.
Yes.
When you look at it, you know, the whole dance in terms of the intimacy, that is yoga.
Yes. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So, you know, I know a lot of guys are on jobs. They're stressed out. They are working hard. They're trying to do what the boss is telling them to do, and they're dealing with all the other outside distractions. We're bombarded with everything. So the boss is telling us we have a deadline for this, and he's on his phone looking at somebody's idiotic post on Facebook, and maybe a spouse or partner or whoever is texting some bad news, or the school just called about something his child did. And so before you know it, he's gone, but he's at work. Let's talk about yoga at work. Is there something that men can do while they're at work to just make their day a little less stressful?
Okay. So here's the thing, you know, and research has been done in terms of in work environments and corporate environments can be very, very stressful. Mm-hmm. And it's really up to each individual. We are responsible for our own bodies. Mm-hmm. We are responsible for our own peace of mind. Yeah. And so we can suggest to our corporations and the organizations that we work for to offer yoga as a lunchtime or for breaks or whatever. However, if you're not there yet and you are at work, you're in the truck, you might be driving for a trucking company, or you may be sitting at a desk in a cubicle, or you might even work at a fast food restaurant. You can always take a few, even if it's just 1 minute or 30 seconds for yourself. And I'm not sure how many people actually saw the Black Panther, but in the Black Panther, they would do this yoga posture where they would place their hands over their chest and their fists are closed. Mm-hmm. And that's how they built their power and their strength.
Wow. Okay.
And in yoga, that's called the Jed Pillar. It's a yoga posture that builds personal power, and it helps in terms of focus and really getting relaxed into a more powerful place.
Interesting.
So if you do that, if you just sit there with your hand, so your left hand is over your right chest, mm-hmm. and your right hand is over your left chest, and the right hand is on top of the right arm is on top of the left.
Okay.
And you close your eyes and you inhale deeply and breathe and exhale. That in itself is transformative.
Wow. That's interesting.
Just that.
That's interesting.
You know, and if you are able, go outside in nature. Go sit outside in the grass with your suit on, take a glass of water with you, and sit in some grass or sit outside around some trees and do that posture.
Wow. Wow. That's interesting. And it's crazy that you say that, because I know in my mind, that's never, ever been something that I would think about, was just to go outside, sit down in the grass, and, you know, no, take a few minutes like that. It just doesn't compute. And again, I know that our minds get so confounded by everything that we are experiencing, mm-hmm. that we just completely forget about that. And that is, as men, one of the other issues that we have, and I spoke to another guest yesterday about this, is that we don't really have good self-love practices.
Yes.
And, you know, I know many, many men who will go to work and they will work their butts off.
Yep.
And they'll come home and just feel dragged.
Right.
And they'll take out that feeling on everybody else.
Yes.
And if you talk to them in depth, you'll find out that they do very little healthy things for themselves.
Exactly.
I think
it doesn't have to be right now, but I want to share a list of things that we can do to really eliminate that kind of situation.
Well, I mean, you know what? I was just getting ready to ask you about that. So how can we eliminate that situation?
Okay. So I love that you brought up the whole subject of self-love as it relates to men, because you know, a lot of times in the minds of men, you know, they think that those kind of things are not masculine, or that,
right.
oh, I don't have enough time to do that, or, you know, all of those things. But when it's all said and done, your body is suffering. You know,
yes.
we, you know, men have a very high rate of heart disease. You know, the imbalances in the heart. So we have to learn to take the time for self-care. So I'm just going to tell you a little story. My son, who is extremely masculine, when he was around 10 years old, you know, he would get migraine headaches.
Okay.
And I raised my sons to take care of themselves. So, and I would tell them, I said, go run yourself a bath and put some lemongrass oil in the water and get a fresh lemon, suck on the lemon, and also rub that lemon peel on your temples. And really? So he came out of the bath, he was like, Mama, my headache is gone. So he was able to see how just taking that time for himself could really help to heal his body. So I want to encourage men, number one, the first thing that we can always do is we can breathe. And I think this might be a good time to talk about how to breathe. Okay. So, you know, if anyone is listening, if you will just sit up straight and you can place your feet on the floor, and you can place your right hand on your heart and your left hand on your abdomen. And you inhale through your nose and allow the air to travel through your wind passage, down your throat, down past your heart, into your lungs. And just kind of rest there for a minute. I'm going to talk about the lungs. The lungs are like the trees in the environment, and they provide oxygen to the whole environment, okay? So your lungs are like trees. They provide oxygen to your entire body. So you visualize this breath coming into your body. Imagine it as white light, white healing light. And imagine when you get to your lungs and that breath fills your lungs, imagine it illuminating your entire body. From the tips of your fingers to the tips of your toes to the tip of your head, your ear tips, lips, everything. Imagine your body is filled with light. So now you're going to take it a little bit further. We're going to take that breath into our belly where we had our first breath of light. So right there where our belly button is, where the umbilical cord was cut from our mothers. You inhale and you fill your belly with air and imagine there's a balloon in your belly and you can see your belly rising with air. So you fill it with air and then you're going to exhale and you're going to press your belly button to your spine and allow the air to come out through your mouth. And then open your mouth and hear it. So you're going to inhale, fill that belly with air and exhale. If you just do that throughout your day, while you're walking, while you're reading, while you're driving, while you're working, just breathe properly. That's the first thing. The second thing we can do is to drink more water.
I knew you were going to say it. Drink more water.
So if we replace all of our beverages with water.
Okay.
After we get our quota of water for the day, then we can have the other stuff.
Okay.
I guarantee you won't have any room for nothing else. It's hard to get your quota in for water. Right. So get your quota in for water. Research says it should be half of your body weight in ounces.
Wow.
So that much water. And just take it with you and sip on it throughout the day.
Yes.
The other thing that we can do is so simple, but laughter. If we laugh more and just like whatever, even if you don't have anything to laugh about, literally, you just sit for 3 minutes, inhale, and laugh. Laugh the heartiest laugh you've ever laughed, and that's transformative because people have been healed of diseases just from laughter. It's something called laughter therapy. You can heal your body. God has given us everything we need to heal.
Yes.
It's already inside. So those, I'm going to give y'all those three things. And if we do more of that, oh, let me add one thing to it. One more thing. Hugs. So when we, we should get, I say, several minutes of hug a day, heart to heart. And instead of those quick, hey, fist bump, I'm on what I got to do.
Yes.
Embrace.
Yes.
And hold your hug for at least 21 seconds.
Okay. Got you. Wow. Now, you know, you're challenging some guys because you're
talking. Yes. I know they probably like, oh, they're going to think I'm gay or whatever. You are healing your body.
Right. I hear you.
Your heart.
You barely get guys to look each other in the eye when they speak. So
we're going to change this whole form. We're going to change it.
I hear you. Yeah. So guys, just to rehash those things. So we're talking about breathing, drinking water, let's see.
Laughter
and hugs, human contact. Okay. Yes. And I think that is very interesting that you mentioned hugs, because a lot of times you guys, if you've listened to any of the other podcasts, you know that I talk about the danger of male isolation. I'm very, very opposed to the idea that we men are islands unto ourselves. I believe that when we live that way, we probably make ourselves a lot less healthy. We make ourselves sicker when we try to live in isolation. And part of not living in isolation is human contact, actually, you know, being in close proximity to other individuals and relating well to them. Okay, so very, very interesting that human contact and hugs are one of the things that she mentioned. So, Jamila, we are running short on time, but I would like to ask you a question regarding yoga and addiction. I've got some questions about that for myself. Yeah. I remember one individual, I read his book a few months ago, he talked about how yoga helped him address addiction. It didn't necessarily, you know, he didn't go straight into sobriety, but some different things started to happen for him when he started experiencing yoga. So correlation between yoga and sobriety, is there any?
Absolutely. One of the things that I found with alcohol and drug addiction or any kind of addiction is, you know, most of the time you're trying to push away or drown out some negative experience or trauma or something that you just don't want to remember.
Right.
And what yoga does is it helps you to heal whatever that is, it helps that voice to quiet. It helps that anxiety to calm down and to quiet. It helps you to establish the peace of mind. It helps you establish the peace within your body. It helps the voice of God to become more predominant. And eventually, you know, it's like you don't hear that anymore. You don't want to run away. You want to be present for life. You want to, whatever it is, you feel the strength and the power to go right on through it as opposed to running away and staying in that circle. So yoga feels that power, like that Jed Pillar posture I told you about. Yoga, the Jed Pillar builds that power within. The prayer posture builds that peace of mind. It's like strengthening a muscle.
So you
can lift weights and build your physical muscles, but yoga is building your spiritual and emotional muscle.
Got you. Well, that's very, very good information for us to become aware of. As I said, I know that there are yet a lot of men in various communities who are adverse and opposed to the practices of yoga. But I think that now that you've related it to Wakanda and the Black Panther, I think some people may be.
And you saw them. Every time they wanted to get powerful and strong, they went right there.
Absolutely. So, and it's interesting that there have been characters and caricatures throughout history that have used a similar pose. So guys, we have been talking to Basu Jamila Shakir, a yoga instructor out of Atlanta, Georgia, today about how we as men can benefit from some of the practices of yoga. I hope that you have been listening and listening well, because it was extremely informative. I would like to ask you now, before we wrap up, if you will come back on the show, because I still do have more questions, particularly about like this ancient Egyptian yoga. And of course, we don't have time today, but if I could get you back on the show to
discuss
some of those things for men, I know that it's very, very beneficial. And it also expands the way we look at yoga. We've typically associated yoga either, as you said, with very posh people in the United States, or with Far Eastern practices. And I think that yoga is a lot broader than what we've historically, you know, considered it to be. So it'd be great to have you on to speak about some of those perspectives. Okay.
I would love that. And actually, I wonder if we can actually do that as a video.
Okay.
So that we can share some of the postures. They can actually see me offering the postures, and I'll, you know, do some specifically for our men.
Absolutely. I think we'll be able to. I think we'll be able to work that out. Okay.
Okay.
I definitely look forward to that. So I want to thank you again for coming on the show today. As always, it helps a lot to have people really concerned about the overall health of men. It helps guys come out of the shadows and really address some of the things that they have been holding on to and hiding. We don't have to live that way anymore. We can be who we are. My dad always told me, don't live in a box. You know, there are a lot of other people who are going to try to put you in boxes, man. Just crush those freaking boxes. That's not freedom. Okay. Yeah. Being in a box is not freedom. So I want to thank you for being on with us today, guys. Listen, if you enjoyed what you heard today, you all can subscribe to some of our other content at patreon.com. You can go to www.patreon.com/thebarbershopgroup, and you can make a monthly contribution to the show to help us produce some of the other material we have and just to continue the show. So you can go to patreon.com and help us out. Having said that, we hope that you all have a great day. Jamila, it was great to have you on. Guys, we will talk to you all soon.
Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.